I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No. What?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with daddy magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Screw with Felicia Rose and A-Love.
Stop. Hi.
Hi. Hello. We have new listeners, so hello, new listeners.
Hi, new listeners. Yeah.
Just to get it out of the way, we are a sex positive, pro everybody.
Except assholes. We're not pro assholes. Well, we're pro asshole, right?
Yeah. Asshole is cool. Assholes
like
are
asshole
not.
Itself, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
that. We're asshole positive.
I love a nice rim, you know? A nice pretty rim. It's so interesting. You can see, you know, all the different lines. I feel like it's a piece of wood, really. You can see how, like, the age of somebody through their butthole line. It's nice.
I've never counted the wrinkles before.
Yeah. I like to count because, you know, you get more as you get older. And
wait, does your ass really get more wrinkly as you get older?
You haven't noticed that you have, like, more lines as you go?
No, that shit's all blown out. What the fuck?
You're like, kidding, buttholes kidding. Have lines.
Lines.
They start without lines and they end without lines. And everything in between tells a story of how many times you've screamed as somebody entered your asshole. How beautiful is that?
Wow.
Is that poetry?
That was.
Let's publish it.
Poetry or porn? That is the question. Sometimes both. My favorite poems are always the ones where, like, you know, you'd be writing something and then all of a sudden you'd be like, and then he touched my cock. And then the rest of it was, like, back to, like, poetic depth. Of some sort,
what
right?
kind of poetry are you reading or writing? Or what is going on?
I blame Allen Ginsberg. What can I tell you? Like, all of a sudden, he's talking about the fall of America, and then it's the fall of his drawers.
His taint.
So, right. It taint
Andrew
much.
Taint? Is that you?
My God. I love it. Where do we start today? What are we doing? Oh my God.
Let's just go with, let's first off, because I just got a text from a pal of mine. Shout out, I'll just say Jay as your name.
Hey, Jay.
Shout out to you for this lovely information. I don't know if you saw, but the MLB, is that baseball? MLB?
The MLB? Major League Baseball.
Yeah, the baseball, baseball boys. The baseball boys.
Yeah.
Got a new flavor of outfit. They got new material or something. They have new uniforms. Okay. They're made of a new material and it's causing quite the storm. And I just texted you a photo.
Oh my
why?
God. Let me see.
Oh. Wow. It's crazy. Wait, buckle up, Buttercup.
Whoa. Oh.
So they're like fucking see through. I guess there's another picture online of somebody sitting down, and I guess you can see all balls. I didn't see that one.
So why aren't these men wearing underwear?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the deal is with any of it. All I know is that I guess their union is involved now, and they're like, nah, this has to change before the start of the season, all this shit.
I mean, this looks...
Describe what you're seeing for our listeners
out
there.
So like this person is bent over doing a nice stretch, you know, stretching out the hamstrings, I would say. That's what this looks like, a good hammy stretch. And then there looks to be like an arrowhead between their butt cheeks.
Not the arrowhead.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that this dick looks uncircumcised from this angle.
Okay, nobody's asking for a dick rating. I was saying describe the fact that so you can see the entire outline of his genitals.
You can see the lines.
Pants.
I mean, again, I'm really confused about, like, on some level, it kind of looks like they're wearing a jock strap ish. Like, there's extra lines here.
Aren't they supposed to?
I thought they were supposed to wear a cup. But, like, maybe this person is just practicing. I mean, it doesn't look like there's an active game.
Yeah, no, no games have begun yet. This is just, I believe, during practice.
So, I mean, I would have to say this is very visible. You know what it reminds me of? Like, it reminds me of, like, soccer shorts, to be honest with you, which are very...
Ooh. Remember the Umbro shorts? Are those still a thing?
Yeah, I think they are still a thing. They are at my gym, at least. I don't know about anywhere else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is, I mean, you can see, and I, you know, like, I mean, I am trying to, I don't know enough about, it looks like this is a Pittsburgh, actually, it looks like the Pittsburgh team in this picture, given the colors. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Anyways,
it might very well be.
It very, very well be. Yeah, so... That's pretty revealing. It does look like it's much more breathable. Like, look, I will say this, you know, growing up in Massachusetts, I was dragged to and off Red Sox games to, like, appreciate that the uniforms actually were not very revealing. And, like, the pants material for the, at least the old ones, were pretty thick. Like, baseball, like, I don't know, like a cottony, canvasy. Because, like, here's my question. How are you supposed to slide in, like, pants that thin? They don't look like there's a lot of protection involved. It looks very breathable, so your balls won't smell like a stank wet.
Like, I Googled it, and it looks like... I don't, you probably can't see through the screen. I need a better computer camera. But
I sort of can, yeah.
The shorts, so, like, the underneath, like, where the pockets are, like, uh-huh. You can... They're basically... They're fucking see-through. Is what it looks like. Also, this is just giving George Costanza cotton uniform conversation. You don't watch Seinfeld, so you don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, like, all this is reminding me of is George Costanza and his need for the cotton uniform and how. Anyways, I digress. You can see a lot of dick. I'm sure they're going to change before the season. But my question is, was this a publicity ploy? Was this like
I will say this. I do think Major League Baseball, and this is so funny, we're talking about sports. Like, we never talk about sports. But
yeah.
I do
oh, my God, are we going to reach a new audience? Hi, new audience.
We're going to totally hashtag this. Sport.
We're here. We're queer. We love the sports, baby. Yeah.
Well, look.
You hit that ball with that bat. Hit it.
So, like, with the, like, they're really pushing MLS now, right? Major League Soccer. And, like, you know, I feel personally, and I don't know if this is true, that Major League Baseball has suffered for many years from an issue of boringness. It's not a super uber interactive game. And, like, no offense, if you love baseball, good for you. Like, but, like, it is a trying game to watch where, like, a lot of nothing happens for a long period of a lot of time. I've been at some of those Red Sox games. God forbid they go into overtime and you're sitting there in the 12th inning, still bored out of your mind, wishing, and then somebody wins 1-0. You know, I'm good. So I do think that they do have some competition. Like, MLS is the new shiny plaything. Like, iTunes and like, it's like being propped up big time right now. You know, you have Messi, like, now with Inter Miami.
Well, they're making an entire really new, like, they're making an entire new public transportation system to get into MetLife.
For the World Cup.
Is it MetLife?
The MetLife.
For the World Cup in 2 years.
And
like, that's how big
Secaucus?
Of a deal.
Is it Secaucus or something? Where
is
that
it?
Is?
I don't think it's it is Secaucus,
I think
it is isn't
technically
it?
Secaucus.
Which is Secaucus, according to New Jerseyans.
Oh, it's Secaucus? Okay.
It's Secaucus.
Secaucus!
All I know is that a really fucked up animal chased me out of the woods at the Meadowlands in Secaucus. And I dropped my phone in a marsh, and I had to have hotel staff help me because I didn't see the animal, and it jumped. I'm not even fucking kidding. It jumped out of the woods,
Wait, what was
not
it?
Not the woods. You know? It was by the water. I didn't see some kind of woodland creature. All I heard was rustle, rustle, rustle. And I was like, is it going to be like a cute little animal? And then all of a sudden, and I went running. It might have been a fucking, I don't know what it was. But anyways.
It's probably a raccoon. Those things are like.
So fierce. There is competition and.
Yeah, that's
MLB
I mean, that's
probably
my...
needed a little.
I mean, probably.
Have you ever watched softball? I find softball very much more titillating.
No. Is there a professional softball league?
I don't know. I don't know if they do that. I think so. I think there's a women's softball league that does.
Oh, I had no doubt.
High level competition.
No,
men. Plenty of men play softball.
I know. I know. And a little story. My uncle played softball before he passed away, and he sponsored a softball league up in New Hampshire.
That's so cute.
Because he had his own like HVAC business or something like that. So, and like I used to love watching them play. That's the one they throw like the balls are slightly bigger and they throw underhand, right? They do like the
bigger balls. So, little fun tidbit about softball: how I actually learned that softball was a thing as an adult is I was working at my old office. Remember the company? I don't like to name the company. I was traveling for work. And I was in the Stamford location.
Wait, Stamford, Connecticut?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And guess who worked there for people listening? Pete Gasparino. Yes.
Ooh.
Pete Gas of Pete. Wrestling fame.
Wait,
Pete Gas.
They called him Pete Gast?
No, Gas. Well, Gas. His full name is Pete Gasparino.
Oh, okay.
But he worked there with me. He was a sales rep. And he invited me to go see him play softball after work. And I went. So, yes, yeah. I saw
him. Wait,
did
you play or just watch?
No. I just watched. Okay. But that's how I knew, like, human adults played softball in their free time.
And
it's like a thing.
And it makes a lot of sense from what I understand because, like, you know, my dad was a big baseball fan. And, like, when we would play baseball, it's very hard. Like, first of all, lay people play like the ball is small.
It
is really hard to hit. And
it's not as fun because of that. Yeah.
Right. And it's not like anybody's throwing me a 90-mile-per-hour softball or baseball when we're playing like baseball, but it's still hard to hit regardless of regular speed or not, you know. So softball is a little bit more everyday accessible, I think. So I get that. I totally get that.
Remember when we went to the Red Bulls game?
It was so much fun. Oh, my God.
Is that what it's called? Red Bulls?
Red Bulls. It's the New York Red Bulls. Even though, like, another misnomer, they play in Jersey.
Right.
And, like, someplace that starts with an H. Is that Harrison? I think it's Harrison, New Jersey or something like that. Anyway. Beautiful stadium. And, like, hey, here's the thing. The Red Bulls are super queer friendly. They always have like, you know, their fans have like queer flag or whatever they call those soccer fans. They all have like the like organized group of soccer fan people that sing songs and stomp their feet and play instruments. I'm gonna learn a lot more about soccer before this World Cup thing comes and hits.
See, I don't know anything about the culture of soccer, but I played soccer my whole life, so it's like I know the game. But I don't know, like, the culture of, like, the stadium itself. But it was so fun. I had so much fun.
And I love, honestly, out of all the things to watch, I love watching soccer. And, you know, this, like, goes back to, like, the whole, like, shorts and stuff. And, like, soccer guys are just so, I mean, like, you know, there's, like, this rule, like, your fans can't say homophobic things or the team gets fined or gets a card or something.
I love that.
Like, so there's, like, all this culture, like, trying to say, you know, soccer, we want it to be for everyone. And, like, the homoeroticism in soccer, these guys are always grabbing each other's junk. They're always, like, and those shorts don't leave anything to the imagination. And I'm saying again, boys, protect your junk. What the fuck are you doing out there? A cleat to the fucking dick is the end of like your dick, okay? Like, be careful.
I will say that Brandi Chastain pulling that shirt up over her head was definitely like a queer awakening moment for me. That was a big one for me. Like, I had a couple pivotal moments in my young queer awakening, and that one was one of them. Because, and not that it was even overly sexual, she's sitting there in a sports bra, but it was definitely one of those like, whoa,
right?
I really liked that, you know. It was like, it was very interesting.
It's so funny because like the question was coming up. This totally is like accidentally the Screw Sports Edition. But I was talking to like my partner.
Oh my
like,
God, can we? We'll just make a whole Screw we Sports totally episode.
I was like, when I have kids, like, I'm like all for them playing sports, not sports that could like cause traumatic brain injury. Like, you know, like, and I know American football is such a thing. And here's what I'll say to that. Like, I'm happy for my kids to play, like, touch football or flag football, whatever they call it, where they don't, like, tackle and beat each other up.
Yeah.
If they end up finding it interesting, they're not going to find American football interesting via me. That is not going to be a thing. But they may find it interesting on their own accord in research. But, like, soccer, or as the rest of the world knows it, football, is really fucking exciting. Like, I like it. I do think that there's like a huge queer component to it. I feel like soccer will hopefully become one of the first things that gets like co-edited, you know? Like, I don't really see like the need for it to be so separated. Like, you know, there's all these debates, and this is an interesting thing because I hate Bill Maher. And like, let's just say, like,
your daily "I hate Bill Maher" moment.
Bill Maher is a disgusting libertarian motherfucker, and he thinks he's fucking funny, but he is super fucking problematic. He is super fucking racist. Whether he wants that, he is definitely one of these fucking kooks out there who still gets to do these fucking like narratives that like nobody questions, you know. And he's on there saying, like, basically that we're in a post-racial world is, like, always his fucking weird narrative. That, like, black men don't experience the same kind of adversity that they used to. Like, this really horrible shit. I digress. But they had this, like, episode on talking about trans in sports, right? And, like, the amount of misinformation coming out of everybody who was part of this discussion's fucking mouth was, like, unfucking real. And, like, this stuff is the kind of garbage that keeps going unchecked. Like, mm-hmm. If you really want to consider yourself a journalist or, like, somebody who is providing, like, good information, have somebody on that knows what they're fucking talking about. Have somebody on who's an expert on maybe, I don't know, human biology. If you're going to all three sit there with absolutely no education in health or anything about human beings to be having a debate about it. Like, who the fuck are you? None of you are trans on top of it. Like,
right.
What a horrible conversation. And the, you know, the debate being like, oh, women are so biologically different and men than men, and all this thing about air capacity and like, you know, body mass. And like, you know, some person speaks up a little bit about like, you know, how like hormones change some of those things, but like all the information is all over the place and fucking horrible, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, this stuff is like cringeworthy because like, I do see things, you know, and I think they're going to get this right outside of professional sports before they get it right inside professional sports of mm-hmm. like, you know, there is no need for most of these sports for little cis women and little cis men to be playing separately, let alone like adding on to the mm-hmm. whole spectrum. Like, you can run. The number of women who can outrun me is like a long fucking list, and it has been my whole life, especially when I was in high school trying to play soccer and getting like kicked in the fucking shins by little fucking tough bitches who were like not gonna let my tall ass like get the ball from them. So and I mean that affectionately. I love all my little sporty lesbians that I grew up next to. Like, bless your heart, she taught me to be fierce. But anyways, yeah, that was a whole lot. Like, fuck that, though. I love soccer. I do think it's very, like, pro-queer in many ways. There was, like, a really hot...
I wonder if soccer will be one of the sports that ends up going, you know, genderless, if you will.
I hope so.
That would be so cool. It would make sense.
This was a big debate we were having about wrestling, like, a couple years ago, too, right? Like,
right.
The co-ed... Yeah. Like, and soccer isn't even, like, a contact sport as such. Yes, the little whiny bitches run into each other all the time. And I'm talking about the men's team. Like, you see these guys fall with such dramatic flair because they're dying for a card. I'm like, girl, you trip yourself. Relax.
I played defense my whole life, and I was the queen of literally barreling into people without getting a call. I never got a card. I never got a flag. I never got anything because I was, my arms were glued to my thighs. I had my hands on my thighs and there was no reason they could even call it. And I would pummel bitches. I pummeled them. I did.
That's amazing.
It was really fun. I had a great time pummeling bitches. And soccer should totally be the first genderless sport. That would be so beautiful. Shut these fucking people up. But one thing I will say, I want to correct you. I understand football is CTE laden, depending on which position you play. However, soccer is there when it comes to because of headers. If you are a person always heading that ball, that's your fucking where it happens.
I do think like sports is very what's the word I'm looking for? Irresponsible, in terms of protecting the head, mm-hmm. And I've heard all sorts of things about like the kind of headgear that would actually protect the head and all this like minor changes that would offer such a thing. Like, look, I mean, accidents happen for sure. And I guess I mean like soccer is not explicitly a contact sport as such, right? Like,
No, I know, but I'm talking about the direct head to ball contact is there,
Like, I mean, it's so cool when you see it happen, though. When they get,
I know, I know, I love.
But like, no, don't want to be a hypocrite. Listen, you're right.
I'm probably a little mushy. I headed that ball a lot. I did that shit a lot. I loved it. That and taking it to the chest. Yeah. Something's gonna happen.
I've taken it to the chest, and I've had
so many times.
I've had
right on the chest.
Traumatic.
Smear it in.
My head trauma is usually from the headboard or like,
oh my god, yeah, I know.
Usually they push you, fist. Like you start off at the end of the bed and somehow you end up like holding your hands against the wall to prevent your head.
Yeah, or like, you're like in the corner.
Slide this far. Corner,
like when the bed is like 2 feet from like the wall and there's that corner. You find yourself in that corner a lot, and you're like, why am I in a Cirque du Soleil position?
Exactly.
Interesting. So very interesting. Did we go see Cirque du Soleil together? Did we see that dream one? What the fuck was it called?
We saw like didn't we see an Elvis-y one too?
We saw two.
Yeah, we saw two. Yeah.
Did we see two? Or did we just see the Elvis one?
No, we saw two. Like you.
Spent, yeah, we
like,
saw the one with the.
On, like, yeah. That year.
When I used to make a lot of money, I would just spend
it.
It was weird. People are always like, you're such a cheapskate. I'm like, I'm broke. Thanks. I used to spend all my money. That's why I'm broke. Thanks. Like, I have to be cheap. It's called eating. Like, you have one option. Eating and feeding your animals or, death. Idiots. Seriously. Anyways. Any other sports talk? We can just make this whole episode about sports. You know what is a sport? Cleaning your asshole. And I sent you a tweet recently, and it was an ex-porn star that was talking about, like, the,
this is good.
I guess, the ridiculous expectations in porn.
It's a contact sport. Fuck, not just in porn. Like, look, we talked about this in something about, like, the realistic, like, conversations of, like, queer male sex scenes where like they met at a bar and all of a sudden somebody's up somebody's ass, like, like almost spontaneously. So you're either doing what this porn star said, which was like a massive cleaning and not eating for like 2.5 hours or whatever, that is like a thing that happens when you do, and I'm trying to get away from saying bottoms. Like, bottom is not an identity, and like the only way to work to do this is to like actually practice at it. So I'm trying to practice at it myself and say, when bottoming, like, bottoming is an activity, not an identity. Topping is an activity and not an identity. You don't get points, extra points, for either. You get points for both if it's fucking good, but you don't get extra points for like finding yourself performing either act. But I will say this, it is tough. Here's the thing. Like, I agree that there's like a unreasonable expectation most of the time. But I'm torn because it is very difficult to be in the mood of passion and to smell an accident, to have to clean an accident. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it shouldn't be like, yeah, we should be grown up and understand, like, it's not like a killjoy thing, like clean it up and get back to it. But like, that's, it's a, it can be like, add up your day. If you had a busy fucking day and like put aside time to have like be intentional about sex with your partner, whoever they are, and like there's an accident, it may be like, we're gonna have to pick this up another time. Like, this is like,
yeah,
you know, and that's
so
that's
just I don't think we did enough of an explanation of why we're getting. I'm like realizing this, and I'm like, I don't think we gave context. So, hold on, let me actually just pull up the fucking tweet so that way I can like not speak out of my ass, which I often do.
All puns intended.
Yeah, into and out of.
It's okay if accidents happen.
Yeah, my whole, everything I say is an accident. Let's be fucking honest. Okay, so somebody was giving bottoming tips, and it was not actually bottoming tips, but they basically were saying like, I just ate like 2 hours before a scene. I didn't do any cleaning. I didn't do anything. And then an ex, wait, is it the same person? No. I was like, wait, I don't even know if this is the same exact person. No, they just look similar. An ex porn star was like, they retweeted it. I was like, I filmed 40 plus studio porn scenes over 3 years, always a bottom. In those 3 years, I starved myself, took all kinds of supplements, and always took one to 2.5 hours to fully clean myself out to make sure the shot would be clean. This is not healthy or normal, even for a professional. Doing this causes horrible damage to the body, which I agree. Nobody needs to prep to bottom like a porn star in their regular sex life. Shit happens. If your top doesn't understand that, throw him away and find a new one. Now, I agree with everything that was said, sure. Like all pieces
on
of
the
it,
paper,
but
I do
agree with you that if we can try to limit the accidents, then it's probably better for everybody.
Right. Well, and
cleaning, nobody, first of all, nobody expects 2.5 hours of cleaning yourself out unless you are actually filming a fucking porn, right? And the fact is that, like,
twisted. I mean,
right. It's
or if
it's
your
like
partner
that's...
has like a fucking like humongous, like second hole beating dick, you know?
Right. That like, that is too much, right? But at the end of the day, we can't just throw caution to the wind and just say fuck it every time.
And like,
you're going to potentially,
I'm trying to be realistic,
you know?
Right, it's a nuanced thing, right? Like, you know, food digests in about 6.5 to 8 hours, right? You know, that's a reality. So like, you know, like there's a practicality thing too, and like, but more importantly, there's a lot of bottom shaming that goes on around this, and that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to understand your body enough to know what level of readiness that you're at when you're bottoming. And I think, mm-hmm. like, that needs to be appreciated, you know? And it is, like, something that does take practice, you know? It's really tough. You know, part of it I call bullshit on. Like, if you've just eaten, you don't feel like bottoming. You feel full. So
right.
Even though you may not dirty anybody, like, I'm not fucking bottoming on a full stomach. Like, you know,
I'm not vaginally doing
right.
that.
I mean,
like,
I'm just trying to be
I don't
real.
Want
to
fart.
Like, there,
or like...
there's a balance in that conversation in between. Yes, overcleaning is not good. You need your natural flora fauna inside your system. You shouldn't be constantly rinsing it all out there. We've talked about that many times on here. But, like, there's a balance. And I think the balance is, like, take the shame out of the situation. Like, mm-hmm. I get accidents happen, but that's also not the solution. Like, you don't throw
right.
out your bottom. Like it. Like, it's too cut and dry. I love you, boy, but you're a porn star. You can throw tops out like there's no tomorrow, I'm sure. But, like, that's not, like, it's not real to be like, oh, you know, oops, and expect that person to just, like, clean up and get back to it. I don't think that's fair either.
Right.
You know, but I don't think that person should also be, like, shaming you. And I don't think you should feel shame. If an accident happens and it kills the mood, so fucking be it. That's the conversation that needs to happen. It would be great if it didn't and you guys could move on. And I think that that is something you can do with somebody that you trust, that you're having regular sex with. But like, dude, every dick is different. Like, there are some cocks that work like a fucking plunger. And like, the amount of cleaning that it takes for one bitch is not the same for all of them. I'm just sorry. It's true. Mm-hmm. Like, and this is not a dick size shaming thing. But like, if you're not going that deep inside, yeah, I probably could have had a meal 2 hours ago and like, right, be clean and well showered and we're never going to have an accident. If your dick is a little bigger and wider than that, I don't know. You know, yeah, like, I don't know how deep you're going to go. I don't know what you're going to decide to hit, you know, and like, and I get that. You don't want, because that's the other side of it. If you're bottoming, you want to enjoy bottoming. You don't want to spend 90% of the time thinking,
right,
this is going to go bad and I'm going to have to like stop the mood and put it all on pause. You know, that's why I guess I just think like that whole like accidents happen. I get it. It's a nice thing to say and we all want to say it. The point is like what we're trying to say is nobody shame anybody over it. But it's not as simple, yeah, as like, let's just get back to work.
You know? Right. It's not. Right.
If there's an accident, no, there's, agreed, sheets, there's showers, there's clean. Like, it's a pain in the ass, all puns intended, if there's a fucking accident. It's not fun for, right, anybody.
Right. There, you, no one should be shamed for something, right, that is a very, like, hello. Like, what do you expect, almost?
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, there should be, there also should be like a cleanliness conversation. I understand that like there's random hookup world, sure, and that's not probably happening there, but in, you know, partner world or in, you know, meeting up with somebody more than once world, there should be a cleanliness conversation. What level of clean do you want me to show up as? Or like, or what are you into? Like, are you, do you want me to smell like Dial soap or do you want me to smell like myself? Do you want me to be completely like clean or do you, are, yeah, you kind of chill about that? And like if the person is super chill, like,
yeah,
then maybe you don't spend the 2.5 fucking hours doing that, right, thing. And either way, there's no shame around whatever happens.
I don't know what the 2.5 hours thing is. I'm gonna be honest, especially if you're a porn star who's doing a lot of bottoming scenes, this 2.5 hours, no.
Yeah,
like, I have been deep clean, ready for 13-inch dicks within 45 minutes, you know, tops. Like, it is about knowing, mm-hmm, your body. If, like, you're taking that long, something else is going on in your process. I don't know what it is, but, like, you know, a deep clean even still, like, and again, it's not good to be doing that often, you know, like,
yeah,
like colon blast is not for you, like, every time you fuck, okay? You know, and again, I'm not, like, gonna get into the lectures of, like, how to clean, but, like, it is an individual kind of thing, and if you're a top who wants to check this out, because, like, affirmative consent, right? Like, we're gonna have sex. What kind of sex are we gonna have? Okay, you want to take it, I want to give it tonight. Are you ready? Do you need some time? Like, it seems like there's an awkwardness around this conversation. You don't have to say, is your butthole, like, void of all excrement? Just be like, are you ready? Do you need some time? Like, what space can
I... any stalactites in there?
Like, what space... Like, I've had some really great partners who are just like, are you ready? Do you need some time? Like... I'm down to do this, you know, like...
Do you need to powder your nose?
Yeah, in non-cruising culture, queer
sex... I'm
going to
go freshen up.
It's really hard, like, to have spontaneous sex, period. But, like,
yeah,
these, like, layers of it, like, they do require a conversation. Because, like, you know, everybody may want to do something, but, like, everybody needs a minute. Like, I need a minute. Can you give me a minute?
I feel like at least this is, like... an understanding and conversation that's had.
Absolutely.
In the queer community, I feel like in the straight community, it's often just like,
yeah,
I'm in your vagina, is it cool if I get into your ass? Yeah. And like,
what? No. Yeah, no, it's maybe true.
Dude, maybe you're cool with that, but like, I don't know, I just,
yeah, well, okay. And I've been in this situation where foreplay is like happening and like, you know, like maybe you're giving some head and they're like, are you ready to fuck? And it was like, no, like we didn't, no, we didn't talk about that.
Right.
I can be, you know, which, and I know these are awkward, but there are hotter ways to like, to have these conversations. Like, hey, why don't you sit down with like some fractals and some music, like, you know, get yourself all like comfortable and I'll be a couple minutes. I'll be right back. I'm going to freshen up, you know, like here's some porn if you want to watch, like, you know, it's hard because like we are not self-cleaning on ovens. I'm like, there's no like he's on his way over. Let me turn on the cycle and I'll be ready, you know? So like, yeah, it's a thing.
It's I think there's like this weird, you know, I know this sounds so silly, but like, especially at least from what I've encountered with like cis straight men, there's like this sort of like, oh, like women don't do that. Like women don't poop. Like that's not a thing. Like we don't, so we don't have to address it. I don't have to get her. Like I don't have to tell her I'd like to do anal and she should prepare for it. She's just going to, women are just ready to do anal. Like,
this is the girls.
Fuck?
The girls
like,
don't,
what are you?
The girls don't poop sports edition of the Screw podcast.
Girls don't poop or play sports for that matter. Like what? Like
I don't know. Baseball.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's like maybe men are just like assuming that women are generally cleaner, and that's fine.
Yeah, it
okay,
goes with all those
sure.
Toxic masculinity stereotypes.
My sheets are probably changed more than yours are.
Maybe,
that's nice,
maybe
but
not.
It doesn't mean that my digestive system works any different.
But
what
maybe.
The fuck is that?
Because
like I eat,
you,
therefore I poop.
You smell like roses all the time, and you're only supposed to smell like roses. Make it happen.
Yeah, it's just it's that
you don't have hair
strange.
Anywhere. You're not supposed to have it.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
fart. You suck.
We're just sex dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just,
you're made
we're
out
just
of
sex
like
dolls.
Silicone and sweets. Silicone
exactly.
and sweets.
Exactly. My pooper is ready for you at all times.
See, I feel
so,
like this is
weird.
Perfect. This is a sports episode because, like, what is the stereotype? Like, men talk about beer drinking, bodily functions, and sports. So we did it. We did it.
Yeah.
We had our first like toxic masculinity episode without like, you know, really knowing it. That's great.
Yeah.
Not
really. And you know, I watched the Super Pooper Bowl. No, I didn't.
No,
I didn't watch
the
Super Bowl.
Puppy Bowl.
I did watch the
I
Puppy Bowl.
I watched the Puppy Bowl too. That's the way to go. You know,
very very cute puppy bowl this year. So,
and like, notice there was no like shooting the next day for the puppy bowl. Like nobody felt like I gotta be real here. Some fucking dumb ass shit happens with sports fans. Like that's why we're making. Like,
at this point, it doesn't matter if there's a gathering of humans. There's gonna be a shooting.
True.
Let's just be fucking honest.
Is that
honest.
The new reality?
It's ridiculous.
Like, yeah, what, and
yeah, every time I'm in public, I'm like, where's the shot gonna come from? Oh, I swear. God. It's a terrible way to fucking live. And it's real. It's
actually
awful.
Like I was on a street near your place in Brooklyn one night and the like police were actively shooting at a suspect.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's
wait,
normal.
Get shot by the police and oh, okay, that makes sense. But like not for a white guy it doesn't. So that was like, what the fuck? They're gonna have shit on their hands if I get shot on the street.
They're gonna have shit on their hands.
Oh my god, it's
as if they fisted you without you cleaning out first.
The aggregate, we probably have like all these corporophiliac fucking
on, like, well we must. I was there's just gonna say I don't know any, I don't think there's any other podcast in the world that talks about human excrement as much as we do.
And like here, like, you know, everybody poops. That was a book that was put out for a reason because like we have like a weirdly anal retentive shame based society about natural bodily functions, like, which I don't know.
Yeah,
like, you know, you got a big boog in your nose, what do you do about it? You know, like, you get it out. Like like these are things that are real. Like, oh, I'm so embarrassed, he told me there was something on my nose. Like, yeah, would you rather like give your like talk in class with a big fucking boog hanging? Like why are we so ashamed of this shit? And it's very US centered because people talk about this like I can't believe how much my Latin family by marriage. Like, is comfortable with like farts and burps and like conversations about like these like very natural things. Like cool. I get it.
That's all, but that's also family based too. I feel like some families are super open about that really stuff, and some like families are very shameful and
like middle America white family that can't talk about this shit. Like, for the most part, that's true. Fucking
yeah.
What the fuck? We need a new world.
Yeah. So if you're here for sex, sorry. If you're here for boop, if you're here for boop, we got you. And this will be our first and last sports edition of The Screw.
I think most would probably agree that it should be, but you know, but fuck you. It was a good analysis, I think, and there is a lot of meat in there.
There's so much meat and potatoes.
Maybe a little corn. I don't know. Ah!
Oh, gross! Are we gonna bring it back
to front? No. Oh, no, shit. Front to back.
No, always front to back.
Right.
I don't know how. I honestly, I have to wipe in two. I can't lie. There you go. Everybody, you have a new secret. I have to wipe the front and then the back. Like, I can't do one wiping motion.
Is that a thing?
Weird and wrong.
Do some women do one wiping motion?
I don't know, but that's what they mean by front to back.
You don't want like the poopy critters in your vajayjay, but like I always assumed it would like I guess that advice
maybe other people. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe other people do not wipe in one swiper.
Swipe, no swipe?
Swiper, no swiping.
Why do we hit Dora here, too? Okay. No, because like, I always...
Oh, Dora!
I've heard, at least, like, is, like, if you're gonna, like do vaginal sex and butt sex with a girl, save the butt sex till the end, all puns intended.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Don't be trying to get back and forth in there.
You don't want that bacteria up in there. Fuck no.
This is such an informative education.
Yeah, I'm a two-swipe swiper. What can I say? I don't know what that means about me, yeah. But it's just a comfort
like
thing.
Like all queer men, I use like 3/4 of a roll of toilet paper to wipe my ass. So like all is well. We are very like, despite the excessive like cleaning, it's also excessive cleaning. So, you know, like you never know, you know, if there's going to be a swipe or no swipe. So.
Oh, see, like I have to swipe I have to do the whole thing every time, even if I'm just peeing, because my pee goes everywhere. So I have to like wipe my.
That's so true. Anyways. I love it. Okay, well, on that note,
I don't. Why am I saying anything I'm saying right now?
I can't wait to put out this episode. I'm gonna.
Oh, it's a great episode. Thanks, everybody, for. There's no edits needed. Oh, wait, no, there was one edit needed.
Is there an activity
yet
on Sunday, some sporting event? Can we release it for, like, that time? I think there is. I think, oh, it's either Saturday or Sunday. MLS started last weekend. So it's, like, the second game of, like Major League Soccer. So maybe I can, like, hashtag MLS and MLB all at once, and we can, like, really horrify, like, the whole sporting world.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to listen. But, from that world, I should say.
No, there were those three like professional soccer players that were caught in the showers, like having a little three-way a couple years ago.
Maybe if we title it "Sex and Sports."
Yeah. Oh, nice and professional. Almost sounds like an ESPN show, "Sex and Sports," with your anchors Felicia Rose and Eat Love. All right, let's.
I got an anchor for you right here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into The Screw. Follow us online if you'd like. We are on Instagram and Twitter at The Screw NYC. And we're now on like YouTube and other shit. So just like, yeah, find us
on YouTube. All right.
Hey. Bye. See ya.